Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we'll be sharing 4 tips to help you become a better listener. And listening is one of the key things that will help you become a better conversationalist and improve your relationships overall. And think about this now. You're having a conversation with somebody and they say something that you may not agree with, or their point is contradicting yours and you feel offended, and over time an argument starts and it just blow out of proportion from just a simple word. So what we want to explore this week and for the rest of the month is improving your listening skills. So this week we'll be sharing 4 tips that will help you to improve your conversations with others and help you to become a quick listener. Our anchor text, our core scripture, coming from James 1:19, which says, "Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." What the writer is saying to us is really a 3-step process to improving our conversations. And the first aspect that we want to really dive deep into is improving our listening skills. And it's very important that we become good listeners when we're dealing with others, because we want to ensure that we analyze what the person is saying, pay attention to what is going on, and even respond in an appropriate way that is very loving and compassionate and caring and kind, because we don't want to use unkind words to others and at the end of the day really offend the other person or cause an heated unnecessary argument and everybody becomes bitter because of what is said. And the key really is to become better listeners. And I know these skills will be beneficial to all of us to improving our listening skills, especially with our relationships with our spouse, children, and even on the job and when interacting with strangers, especially on the job. If you have to interact with people on a regular basis, and the key really is to ensure that we are good listeners. So we have 4 tips that will help you to improve your relationships with others, and it's really a discipline, and the art of listening is really a discipline to ensure that we can make the best use of our conversations with others. And the first tip we're starting with today comes from Nehemiah 8:3, and is to really hear the words of the person, like really listen to what the person is actually saying. Pay attention to what is being said, the words, the tone that the person is speaking. So what you're really doing is to really zone in and zero in and pay close attention to what is being said and the words that are being used. And this is important, because paying attention to the exact words is really to get an understanding of what exactly is the person communicating to us. Like, really, just pay attention to what exactly are they saying. What are the types of words that they're using? Sometimes some persons use particular words to bring across the meaning of what they're trying to explain. For example, somebody for example, you are interacting with a customer service rep at a company. So for example, you have a computer issue and you're trying to explain what exactly your problem is. But you are, for example, you're having internet issues and you call the internet service provider to explain that, hey, you have no connectivity right now. You've been using it and all of a sudden it's gone, and you're very well sure that the bill has been paid. And the customer service person is explaining to you something totally different that you're asking. All you're saying is to check to see if there's any issues in the area. And what you want, but at the end of the day, maybe because a person may not, and say for instance, the customer service rep speaks Spanish and you're an English speaker, and because of some of the words that you might use, they may not fully understand what you're saying. That the issue is that you have a connectivity problem, and they may not be able to explain that, hey, there's an outage in the area. Or a wife may ask her husband to do something around the house, and the husband hears something totally different. Like, the wife, hey, pass my towel, please. And the husband hears something totally different than pass the towel. Maybe pass the toilet paper. Something different. The words may not come across clearly. And the reaction and the result is not what is expected from the person communicating. So as a listener, you want to pay attention to the exact words that persons are saying during regular conversations, because these words are important. They fully communicate what exactly is on the person's mind and exactly what they really want to communicate, and they probably choose particular words for a reason. And so, for example, like if you're a parent, your child comes to you to try to explain that they're having difficulty at school, and they may not understand all the words, or may not be using the right words that they want to say, but based on their vocabulary, they might be using a particular word, and you might think they might be using it in the wrong context, but they're trying to explain to you that they're being bullied at school and the face is down, and you're trying to explain that your school is, that they hate school. That's the words that they use. And you're saying, you're wondering why, and they said that they just don't want to go back because it's uncomfortable. And those are the exact words that they may be using. And then after a while, by finding out why, or listening to what the words they're saying and the tone in which they're speaking, now you can start to drill down in terms of finding out exactly what is the root of the problem. And that would bring us now to the second point in terms of developing good listening skills, and that is studying the words that the person uses. According to Nehemiah 8, verse 13, really pay attention to the words that these people, that the person speaking, are using. So hear what they're saying is the first thing, and the second thing is to study the words that they say, meaning what you want to do now, why they use this particular word, and what you're trying to find out is what exactly are they saying. So you hear the words, now is to really study the words, why they use a particular word. So going back to the example of the child communicating that they're being bullied, they may not know it's being bullied, all they know that it's feel uncomfortable and somebody troubling them. But the way they say that, their words is that they don't like school. And that's the words that they use. Hey, I hate school. Or you may have a friend that say, oh, yeah, I don't like my job. And when you really study the words, now you can respond in a particular way by asking why. Like, what makes school uncomfortable, or what makes the job so uncomfortable, or the experience. And now you can really look into, in terms of finding more the reason of why exactly these things are a problem. And now what you're doing now, you're not inserting yourself into the conversation, but what you're doing is listening and asking appropriate questions to get clarity. And that's the third reason when it comes down to developing the discipline of listening, is understanding what the person is saying. And that's the third reason, understanding what the person is saying. And the fourth reason, though, is to pick out the message. So before we even get to the message part, but number two and number three tip is really tied together in terms of studying the words and understanding what the person is saying. So when you're studying the words, you're looking on what exactly are the words that the person use, why they choose to use that particular word, how they sound when they're saying it in terms of determining the tone. Do they place emphasis on particular words to kind of indicate whether or not it's a command, a request, or they're just communicating something that they want to generally share, that this is a problem? And is it that they're indirectly communicating that they want you to help them navigate this problem, right? And then now, the understanding part comes now, is to you to understand now, what role do they want you to play when they're sharing this thing? And for you to even get a clear picture of what exactly is the root of the problem. And that now is where you pick out the message. What exactly are they communicating to you? Are they saying that they have a problem? or are they just sharing something that they're excited about? Is it that they're in asking you a question indirectly? And these are things now that what now would help you know going forward is to trying to determine the way forward and how to respond appropriately. But you won't be able to evaluate all of this if you're talking. So if you pay attention to like somebody sharing and all of a sudden now you're trying to complete their sentences because you're anticipating what they're saying, all of this now is really damaging your ability to really pay attention to what is being said. And all of that now, when you really spend the time to evaluate and study the words, to listen to what they were saying, and to pick out the message of what is being communicated, automatically now it makes you a good listener and build up your skills as a great communicator and a great listener, because that's what we want. We want to ensure that we are communicating and also paying attention to those that we love, because we don't want to send across the wrong message that they don't matter. And being a good listener helps in that regard. Paying attention to what is going on helps in that regard. Studying the words helps in that regard, because you are now saying to the person that what you're saying is important. Nehemiah 8 verse 3 says, from early morning till noon, he read the laws of Moses to them and they listened carefully. And this is the contemporary English version of Nehemiah 8 verse 3. Also, in the same book, verse 13 also said, on the second day of the seventh month, the leaders of all the families groups came together with the priests and the Levites so that they could teach the law. That's Ezra. So what exactly are we saying is that when we listen carefully to others, what we're doing, we're learning. They're teaching us about something. The community person is communicating to you. So your children, if you're listening to them carefully, what they're saying, they are communicating to you that, hey, something is wrong and I need your help. Same thing with a friend or a spouse, that something is wrong and I need your help. And sometimes, hey, I find this interesting and I want to share this with you, is another example of somebody sharing something with you and carefully listening to this thing. And also, as listeners, when we carefully examine the words of others, we will know how to respond appropriately. And that now will prevent us from responding unkind and being compassionate when we respond, when we fully understand what is going on, because it's important that we really pay attention to what is being said and become quick, good listeners. As what the James 1:19 explained to us, that we must be quick to listen. So no matter what the situation is, no matter what is happening, no matter the level of relationships or even the complexity of the relationship at the time, the first art is to really pay attention to what the person is saying and to really develop that habit, that discipline of listening. So the question to close this week's episode is, are you really paying attention to what persons are saying? Your loved ones, your friends, your spouse, your family members, co-workers, and even strangers that you interact with. Are you really listening? When you're even interacting with salespeople that is trying to sell you stuff, even on the road, are you paying attention to what they're saying and the words they're using? Are you examining how they're saying the things? And do you understand what they're clearly trying to communicate? And what message do you get from when you listen to the overall conversation that you are a part of? And those four keys will help you to determine and to really be a good listener. And being a good listener really means the art of examining words that is being said. So you're evaluating and you're really paying attention to what you're hearing to determine the way forward. So these are some things to think about to really pull us to a place of, are we really examining what others are saying to us before we respond? And that's something to think about this week. And that's it from me, and looking forward to next week, that where we continue our conversation on listening. Until next time, God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.